Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. Thanks so much for joining us with our devotions today. Hope you're all doing well. Today I'm going to be speaking on prune to love out of John 15 and Luke 22. So here we go. Growing up, I loved movies about the Three Musketeers. Their motto was all for one and one for all. No matter who they fought, they were united in fighting the evils of their day. And usually they always won. I wanted to be a part of that. But I didn't see that happen in real life during hard times or times we might call pruning. It all seemed out of the ordinary. Jesus and his friends went through trials, and in the same way, they seemed to come out even more united, except for a few times. One of those times of pruning that seemed like the disciples missed the point was in Luke 22. The disciples were arguing which one of them was the greatest. You might remember the story. What shocked me most was how this took place, according to Luke, after the Last Supper, and Jesus revealing his great love for them. They literally went from Jesus explaining how he was giving up his body and blood for them out of love to arguing who is the best. Now, while it's easy to point the finger at them, I was convicted as well. Because more than I like to admit, I do the same thing. In times of pruning, it's easy to focus on ourselves and not Jesus. When we do that, we see how the world deceives us, so the evil one can come in and divide God's people. See, the evil one wants us to see pruning to be out of anger, so it causes damage. And then we miss how God prunes out of love so we can grow. Jesus wants us to experience his love during these times so we can be united with him and with others. John 15:12 reminds us to love others as Jesus loved us so we can remain living in his love. We can bear fruit. And when we do these things, we're united in times of pruning, instead of being divided. One of the benefits of being united by his love in times of pruning is how we can experience the joy that he gives, even when life is hard. Now take a moment today and think of a time of pruning in your life. Think of where God was pruning you so you can grow and thrive. Think of all the people that God had put in your life during that time. And set aside a little time today to pray and thank him for all he's done. If you're connected to those people that were close to you during that time of pruning, or maybe God used to help prune, reach out to them, say hello. Remind them of what God has done, and praise him together. Do it out of love, because of the love of the Father, but also in the same mindset as the Three Musketeers, all for one and one for all. Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you guys have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.